Alright, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome to the show, sports mappers. You are joining a fray that's been going on since 1 o'clock today. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Barry Laminack is off to the Wild West doing some comedy. That means that Cody Stutes is joining us, as Cody has been our closer slash relief pitcher of note lately. Our Craig Kimbrell, so to speak, because if we let Nick pick the closer for his fantasy team, chances are that dude ain't going
to
play.
I mean, baseball fantasy wasn't my thing, Cody. So they tried to get me to play last year, and it was a disaster.
Not they, because I warned you not to play.
Oh, that's true. I was trying to get you to kind of co-manage
the team. Yeah, you wanted me to co-own your team, and I was like, no chance.
You wouldn't do it. There's too many games in the season.
Yeah, too much time spent.
I heard you weren't much better at fantasy football, though.
That's not true. It's not true. That's just Joel and Barry.
I have not said a word because I don't know. I'm not in your league.
What running back did you just trade for?
Tarik Cohen.
How'd he do?
2.1 points. I know where you're going, Cody Stutes. I know where you're going, but I don't expect his slump to continue.
Yeah, just because when people used to listen to the Dante Hall show, they had some fantasy football.
Why did you ask what I gave up to get Tarik Cohen? Why don't you ask that question, sir?
What did you give up?
Jared Cook. I thought it was a good deal.
That's a terrible deal.
He texts me every week to bitch about Jimmy Graham. Yet he had two tight ends, and he was playing Cook a lot. He dumped out on Cook, which was a good move.
Sure.
But now he can't bitch as much about Jimmy Graham.
No, because that's your ride or die now.
Should be. Yep. Should have been all year. See what I'm talking about?
I asked Sigmund Bloom about tight ends a couple weeks ago. He bit my head off.
Well, shoot, he bit my head off on saying Galladay. Holy cow. When he's having a bad day, look the hell out. By the way, speaking of that, Sigmund Bloom should be joining us tomorrow at 2:30. Last week we had technical problems, but this week should be good to go, and Sigmund will give you all of his fantasy knowledge for one segment, 2:30 tomorrow on The Big Show. So don't miss that. We were talking sports logo before the break and talking about some of the greatest logos out there and how great minor league baseball logos are, because the good thing is they don't have all the restrictions of MLB. They can change in an instant. I always like the fact, and Barry and I were talking about the fact that San Antonio had the Chonkolas. Fresno had the Tacos.
Fantastic.
And that was only for a couple games. But, of course, the merchandise goes through the roof selling whenever they have a night like that. Patrick wants to get in here on sports logos. Patrick, what's up?
Hey guys, what's going on? Nice show. But I wanted to tell you about my favorite logo and team name. And then I had a couple of questions for you. There's a team, and I don't know if they exist anymore, in Macon, Georgia. That's nickname is the Whoopi. So they're the Macon Whoopi, and they have their logo has a bird and a bee on it. I just think it's hilarious.
Now, are you making that up, or is that true?
I'm dead serious. You can look it up. Macon Whoopi, Macon, and then
I know Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, he's not lying.
You got it.
It's an ice hockey team.
Oh, I thought it was a minor league baseball team.
It was an ice hockey team.
Okay,
they do not exist anymore.
How'd the logo look? See it?
It's okay.
Okay. All right. What else, Patrick?
And then, so my questions are, what sport do you think has the best logos and team names? I personally think it's like minor league hockey. And then, what's the best logo overall in all sports to you?
Okay. I think what we talked about, the fact that minor league baseball, because there's so many different teams and variations, and there's so many different ways they can get it out there. Hockey, I mean, hockey's not going to do as much because their budgets aren't as big, and all you can do is put it on the sweater, if I'm going to use the correct terminology, mm-hmm. the jersey. Mm-hmm. But I love the hats. So I think minor league baseball wins hands down in terms of that, because basketball nowadays, everybody's like so worried about ruffling somebody's feathers. Minor league baseball just doesn't care. That's what makes it great.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, minor league baseball, far and away. There's so many like minor league hockey teams, though, that they do crazy stuff like the Macon Whoopi, I guess.
I thought he was completely making that.
I thought he was screwing with us.
All right. And then, Patrick, you want to know who's our that's a good question, actually. I love it.
What's the best logo?
What's the best logo in sports? I'm going to tell you right now my favorite logo, and I already mentioned it. I think the MB Mitt Brewers logo is – I grew up with it. I think it's fantastic, and I'll say that's my favorite logo.
It's pretty tough to beat that.
It's a great logo.
It's really good.
So if you guys want to kick in your suggestions and what you think, we'll mention them along the way. But that's actually a good poll question, Patrick. We appreciate you, brother. Thanks for calling in. So with that, we're starting the third hour of the show. We always tell you if you missed anything along the way, the first 2 hours were good too. So 713-780-3776 if you want to call or text the show. You can also tweet us at @Cody_Stoots. That's Stoots. It's at the producer Nick. It's at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And like I said, if you missed any of the show, go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and you can hit hours 1 and 2 and see what you did miss and get through those. And of course, download the app at the same place, ESPN975.com. Download the app, take us anywhere. Don't have to worry about missing anything. And we go where you go.
And it's just one station on the app. You don't have to deal with like searching through and trying to find the station you want to listen to. Boom. Right there.
Are you implying that there are other stations in the market in which you have a lot more minutia to sort through before you can find what you're looking for?
I'm not implying anything. I'm just
man up, Cody Stoots.
I'm just stating facts, sir.
If you want to play hint and guess and throw out those in, say it.
You don't have to worry about
your hammer. You got a chance to hammer them, you hammer them.
You don't have to worry about a confusing .com name in the app, and you don't have to worry about harding the radio. Just saying.
And you stay off your least favorite highway, 610. Okay, so with that, we'll continue to dive back into where we were on the big show. We have not talked about the baseball news of last night that came into today, fellas, and everything that was our biggest fears that even from his wife to other people had hinted about became reality last night as Brian McTaggart was out there tweeting the fact that Lance McCullers was in California getting his Tommy John surgery. He will not be available for the entire 2019 season. He hopes to be back for 2020. He is already tweeting that he will be back better than ever before. But, of course, that's probably why along the way, every comment you heard from the Astros about the rotation for next year did not involve Lance McCullers' name, and everything that we had heard about after the World Series was true. I have questions galore about this because, quite frankly, this is not like you tweak an ankle and they say, well, you can't do any more damage than you've already done, so you can play on it. Why the hell was he pitching in the playoffs if he needed Tommy John surgery?
That's a great question.
I just want to know. Because the thing is, you have to be, every step you make, the doctors are involved. How are doctors allowing him to continue to go out and throw if he needs Tommy John surgery? I mean, and the pain's got to be awful. He's ridiculous.
He was essentially doing the Rocky cut me, Mick. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, well, you could lose your eyesight, okay, well, your arm could fall off and it could never be the same. Like, and I don't know that the risk was there. Like, the risk reward was off there to me. It's not like he was pitching in the World Series. I mean, yes, I understand they were going to him in key situations in the ALCS and things like that, but this wasn't like World Series Game 7. The risk reward is just not there for doing it at that level. Now, It may have been there for him. I have to imagine this is one of those situations where the doctors hopefully looked at it and said, well, can't do any worse. But then my question would be, if a guy's got to have Tommy John surgery and you're running him out there, is that the best time to be running him out there?
Right, because remember now he had control issues. Remember he walked in a couple of guys in a tie game in a couple situations where you needed someone to be able to just get an out. And the other thing is he's had a history with the Astros of arm problems every year in the last several years. And let's not forget that he has the highest spin rate in the major leagues for a curveball, and he threw 27 in a row a year ago.
I mean, you could have
you
won.
You had to see this coming.
This was an easy bet to win if you were going to bet against. I mean, you could bet against pretty much any pitcher at this point, but to bet against Lance McCullers' arm on this. Now, the best part is you think about Tommy John surgery. It's not that, oh my God, they're never going to pitch again thing anymore. In fact, it almost feels like commonplace for a lot of guys. Like at one point, they're going to have Tommy John. They're going to miss a year, and then they're going to come back. Your comeback time anywhere from I mean, and this is super rare. 9 months to 16 months. 16 months from right now is March of 2020. So should be pitching with ease in spring training of 2020. That was my concern was, can you bet on this guy for 2020's rotation? Because we know Verlander and Cole this year, and you got them locked up. And Colin McHugh's already talked about, I'll be preparing as a starter if they need me. And
oh, last night he tweeted when Jeff Luhnow had the quotes about the fact that they might, and he had like the tweet of the little emoji with the guy with his hand up, like, me.
That's great.
I'm ready.
That's great. And by the way, I wasn't a huge fan of, like, Colin McHugh had some decent performances as a starter, had the big win total that 1 year.
14-4, I think he was.
Yeah, like had the big win total. I want to see this version of Colin McHugh start.
His velocity was up.
This version of Colin McHugh was a dynamite pitcher. I want to see that
ERA down,
start.
Velocity up, accuracy fantastic. He was great out of the pen.
There were people I talked to in baseball that just, I mean, would downplay his accomplishments and say, look behind the numbers, look at this, look at that, and the success of the offense the year he had the big numbers. And then I talked to those same guys this past year, like, nope, different dude. Different dude, way better dude. So I'm anxious to see that guy start. But 2020, Lance McCullers, that'll be important because you got a decision to make at the end of next season on Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole. So 2020 is looking real interesting and weird for the Astros. McCullers coming back from injury. You don't know about Verlander. You don't know about Cole. Is that going to be Forrest Whitley time? Is that going to be some other minor leaguer time? Be interesting. I have a baseball smart put together a trade for a guy that you really want the Astros to trade for.
Okay.
I think you'll say no, but I think most Astros fans would say yes.
I will come back with that and the fact that there are a few people out there in the free agent market before the hot stove really gets cooking up in baseball that have said the Astros have reached out, that they may be in contention to land a couple players that might really help this team. So we'll get to that after the break. And, of course, we'll get to whatever you want to get off your chest that you've had on your mind for a while. HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I'll tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for a long time because they're just solid people doing quality work in the Houston area, and they're not going anywhere. What I mean by that is there are storm chasers out there and deposit thieves that are just sketchy roofers that want to get your money up front. They do crappy work, and then they skip town with your cash, and you can't get that back or your roof fixed the way you want it to look. Well, that's not going to be the case with Fitz Roofing because they are a CertainTeed Shingle Master company, which only 1% of the entire roofers in the United States have the criteria to attain this elite status. They got that, which means you also have going for you the fact that they use CertainTeed shingles, which are simply the best. And their base warranties are longer than the average roofer can offer you, and they can go from there. They are dedicated to the Houston area, and they get results because they have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor, and they are locked into the Houston community so much so that they give 10% of all their profits back through a nonprofit they set up called Fitz for Families. The money goes to help people who have financial needs for a roof over their head or repairs, and they don't have the money to pay for it. That's what this great program does. It's just another way that you are proven to find out that they're not going anywhere except for here to help you throughout the process of getting the best roof you can get. You can get a free no-obligation inspection today by calling 832-521-3001, or you can log on to FITZRoofing.com. Either way, they're going to take great care of you because at Fitz Roofing, they're making a difference one home at a time.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Your face!
My sister
is so great!
To grow up and
I mean,
Way
Back Wednesday has gone so far off the rails.
Oh, I'm sorry that we love this country, Joel!
You can love this country like I love this country without having to love Toby Keith. Would you put the Oak Ridge Boys?
The Oak Ridge Boys.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Kid Rock.
Nick put on a Springsteen song that he had to read about the lyrics to find out was somewhat patriotic. I have to go Vince Lombardi on both of you. What the hell is going on around here?
I think people appreciate this song. Cody, do you like this song?
I thought you'd just put Red Solo Cup on. Call it a day. Because the cup's red, and that's patriotic. And everybody drinks.
Well, see, we saw your list first.
Yeah.
And so then it was...
I pulled a berry on you.
It was combing through, like, all the stuff after. I didn't have any trouble. I found some great stuff.
First of all, that's a matter of opinion. You found some stuff. Joel, I don't think that's great stuff. I'll give you the fact that you have a certain portion of the fan base that enjoys the Hulk Hogan selection.
I fight for the right of everyone.
I'm going to give you Kid Rock, and then I'm going to say that there are five selections that were completely whack.
Lenny Kravitz is not whack.
No, Lenny Kravitz is okay.
America woman.
That's not the version that I know.
Which one do you know?
Lenny's version. Not yours. Or whatever that falsetto voice you just attempted.
American woman.
What is that, Fievel the Mouse doing Lenny Kravitz? What are we doing here? It's gone completely off the rails. God. All right, so give me this baseball scenario you were talking about.
All right, so you are, and I'm in agreement too, the Astros have to do something at catcher.
Oh, I'm a JT Realmuto guy.
Okay. Well, apparently, according to former GM Jim Bowden,
okay,
the Astros are one of the teams that have contacted the Marlins about catcher JT Realmuto.
Okay.
Best war in baseball last year amongst catchers. Stud. 2 years
just
of team control.
Just think Brandon Yelich behind the plate. Because Miami gave up Yelich, who became the National League MVP.
Christian Yelich,
Yelich, sorry. And the fact is, Realmuto could be the same kind of player behind the dish.
Yeah, he's
the real deal.
People look at him and like, that guy's a dude.
He is.
Like, yeah. Yep. Okay, so Bowden came up with what he came up with a trade idea that he thought the Astros would be amicable to, and that he believes the Marlins would say yes to. Are you ready to hear it?
I am.
He proposes that the Marlins trade JT Realmuto to the Astros for outfielder Tony Kemp,
okay,
and right-handed pitcher Josh James.
Boy, I'm a big fan of Josh James. But this goes to the AJ Hoffman philosophy, which for the most part I agree with, which is prospects are just that. It's just like drafting a guy in the top five in the NBA these days. You get them based on potential, but that potential can get general managers fired as well as it can get the team over the hump with a franchise player. Your window is now if you're the Houston Astros. If you can get him, now here's the thing. Because you still have to solidify your rotation.
Sure.
And you're still going to have to re-sign guys. The good news in the case of Yelich and the Brewers was he already had a pretty long-term deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was a very team-friendly deal. So it made a hell of a lot of sense. I still think I'd do the deal.
I see, I knew, and this was, when I saw this initially, it was tough for me because I think Tony Kemp is the type of player that you're going to look up, and he's been around baseball forever just because he's the type of guy that can stick.
But this was the first year he proved he can hit.
Right, right. And then with James, I mean, the talent's off the charts. The guy just discovered he could throw 100 miles an hour. Oh, my God, what if he gets better? And then I thought about it. I was like, okay, look, you might need James this year, and even if he's not a starter, he's a bullpen weapon that you can put in there whenever. And Tony Kemp's
throwing 102.
Yeah, yeah. And then Tony Kemp's really nice. But, dude, I do this trade every day and twice on Sundays.
If that has even been on the table, I think that's one that you can't even blink twice if you're the Astros without saying yes because of the fact that, you know, you still have free agency. You can get a Uvalde. You can get some pitching help.
I'll worry about paying Realmuto and all those other Astros young studs. I'll worry about paying them later. I'm worried about winning now. And I do that.
And your window, because it's going to be, look, you got your core four, but how long are you going to have them? Because as we've highlighted in the past, the fact that Springer's coming up with one more year, then you're going to have to pay Bregman, you're going to have to pay Correa. You already got a big deal on the table that you're going to pay Altuve. The hopes of trying to keep them together when you're not the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers is challenging. As it is. So you got to go for it now. That's why you make that deal.
You're talking about a guy that for the next 2 years, you can make the core four, core five.
Yeah.
How good
is that good?
How good is he going to be?
And we know one of the big shortcomings of this team was behind the dish.
How good is he going to be hitting in this lineup?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. No, and look, I'm a big fan. Because I was going to say this right off the top when we're talking about, we know that positions they need to try and look at filling, designated hitter. And one of the good things I saw last night was a guy that I really think would be a great fit here, Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz, they said there are three teams in on Nelson Cruz's sweepstakes, one being the Minnesota Twins, the other being the Houston Astros, and I believe the Chicago White Sox. But of the three teams, if you're Nelson Cruz, I think of those three teams, you take Houston with that short porch and left.
Take the Nelly Cruz
would be big.
Take the Nelson Cruz rumors and inject them right into my veins. Like, I need that guy here.
That'd be awesome.
Now,
and if you can't get Real Muto, here's what I suggest. You pick up the phone, you call Kansas City, and you inquire about Salvador Perez, because Kansas City's in a straight rebuild again. They're unloading their guys. They traded away Moustakas to the Milwaukee down the stretch this last year. All their guys from the, you know, Hosmer's now a Padre, got paid. Salvador Perez would be a great veteran fit that also is a really good stick, but is a great catcher to be behind the dish.
Just want
to
go.
If you give
glove.
Me Perez and Nelson Cruz, I'm good with that too.
Because
I don't think you have to give up nearly as much, because Kansas City wants to unload the salary as you would have to get for a bona fide young stud like Real Muto. But I'm telling you right now, one of those two guys in Nelson Cruz, and I'm really happy right now.
So the thing you'll run into, if you're thinking Nelson Cruz, which I am, because I think that would just be, I mean, that'd be freaking dynamite, man. That's your DH. So there, I mean, Nelson Cruz is not plodding his rear end out into the outfield. Okay, so that's your DH. So you lose a little bit of that flexibility when a guy needs a day here or there. But I'll take it for a guy who the last time he didn't hit 37 or more home runs was 2013.
Yeah.
40, 44, 43, 39, 37.
You're talking about Perez?
I'm talking about Nelly Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your DH if you get him, which I'm fine with, but that restricts your, you know, player kind of day off but still in the lineup thing that AJ Hinch likes to do every now and then. But I'm fine with it. Nelly Cruz, and that's a short-term commitment too.
Because here's the thing, from a rotational standpoint, and no one was bringing McCullers into the mix for what we were contemplating for next season anyway. Yes, Josh James, for sure, is in the mix. Peacock's in the mix. But again, you got to try and resurrect Peacock from 2 years ago. You can't get the guy that you saw last year.
And here's something that I want you to think about as well. When you talk about money and spending on guys, go back and look at last year and watch how hitters were treated. There were a few that cashed those big deals. Go back at last year and watch how pitchers were treated. And while there was a dip in overall free agency, pitchers ended up a lot better than hitters did on that thing. Way better. Okay? So if you're thinking that teams are smarter and they're spending less on hitting and things like that, and you can get some of these hitters, like a Nelson Cruz, on a discount, sign me up, because the pitching is going to be expensive. If you're going to go shopping,
and you got to resign your own in a year, you're going to have to sign. You get Garrett Cole and Verlander, and I don't think either. Although Verlander loves Houston and the anonymity that he can kind of get out of the big city life with Kate, he's not going to give you that big of a hometown discount.
Garrett Cole, Verlander, and new Springer deal, and then Altuve.
Correa first, and then Bregman, but Altuve's new deal kicks in.
Yeah, no, Altuve's new deal kicks in. It goes from about $8 million to about $28 million. That hits the pocketbooks.
And I'm telling you, I mean, if you could have Peacock of 2 years ago, you know, they already passed on Will Harris's option because of the fact that Will Harris wasn't the all-star that he was a year ago. You know, what are they going to do with Davinsky? Davinsky was a can't-touch
arm
in your bullpen, and now with the circle of death changeup, and now basically he's expendable.
I wonder if this is, I mean, this could be a prime Jeff Luhnow situation where it's like, I got this guy that's not quite working for my organization. You've got this guy that's not quite working for your organization. Let's swap them. You know, I got this relief pitcher that's not really working out for me. You got this catching prospect's not really working out for me. Let's swap them. See if we can work it out for both of us.
I just think Derek Jeter's got so much egg on his face after all the guys he got rid of last year and how well they did. And you basically gave up the MVP and you gave up Giancarlo Stanton, who had a good year with the Yankees. I just think he's going to be careful to not get bamboozled again or have any more egg on his face.
That's true.
So we'll interesting to see how that happens. Now, I will say this. We're talking about logos. The Miami Heat, because for their city uniform, where you get to kind of go off the rails creatively, they have the Miami Vice look, for their uniforms, and I retweeted this. So they went black with kind of the pink and turquoise blue Miami Heat uniform, and they're calling it the Miami Vice uniform. Well, Derek Jeter, pretty much, if he can't do it right himself, he's going to get help to do it. There's a logo swirling on the internet that seems that he has adopted for the Marlins the exact same color scheme as the Miami Heat
smart
Miami Vice logo.
Smart.
And the logo, I ain't feeling it, but maybe you are. I'll retweet it right now, at Pac-Man Joel, but that's out there because Derek Jeter has been an unequivocal mess in Miami.
Horrendous.
Terrible. And now he's moving that big statue pinball machine outside the stadium.
Yeah, because people want to
see
that.
He's just making friends daily, yeah. All right, we got a half hour to go in the show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue to roll on. Christian wants to get in here on JT Real Muto. We'll get that after the break. And, of course, if there's something that you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind, we'll do that too. 713-780-3776 or hit us up on Twitter. It is The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
He was a singer in a band.
ESPN 97.5.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final half hour of the show. Cody Stutes, you love him? Well, you're going to love him the rest of the week because he's here today, tomorrow, and Friday in Beaumont as we head to Luke's Ice House in Nick Country, where Nick is a folk hero and a legend. Cody Stutes will be joining me at Luke's Ice House. The Blitz will be there, too, so come on out and see us. Lauren Pope was on Twitter asking, well, asking you shall receive. It is Cody Stutes and myself that we will be doing. Uncle Buck's coming on the road, sailing on into Beaumont with me on Friday.
It's like a plane, train, and automobile to get there.
There you go. Just those aren't pillows. At the same time, we also got giveaways for you. We've been doing them all day. We gave away some Billy Gibbons tickets a couple times in the first 2 hours, but now you're going to win two tickets to the 14th annual Houston Cellular Classic benefiting Genesis Works. It's this Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. You're going to be able to sample from over 100 different wines, indulge in tasty treats from 12 top Houston restaurants, while listening to the high-tech rednecks perform live. High-tech rednecks. Sounds like an oxymoron, but I'm sure the music sounds really good. Tickets to the Houston Cellular Classic are still available for purchase. If you don't win them right now, you can buy them at hcc2018.eventbrite.com. Yeah, that's not confusing. hcc2018.eventbrite.com. So if that's confusing to you and you want an easier way to win, I'm going to do that for you right now. Caller 18, 713-780-3776. Caller 18 at 713. You know the deal. You know the number. Cody, give him the number. 780-3776. You win two tickets to the Houston Cellular Classic benefiting Genesis Works.
I don't want to pull the curtain back too far, but is that written on a napkin?
I don't know what that is, but I know it's up there, and I know that it's actually helped people along the way. I'll say that.
I don't know what it is, but at this point, I'm too afraid to ask.
Go touch it.
No.
Because there's no hand sanitizer in here, so that would not be a good thing.
Oh, I carry some in my bag.
Oh, God. Radio. He's Barry Jr., Nick.
No, radio people are gross.
Oh, we know that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely know that. Nick, by the way, I'm pretty good at previewing on the fly. Unlike my normal co-host,
mm-hmm.
But the copy on this right here.
They told you to stop teasing people about the copy.
Who told me that?
Someone came in here and said.
Tosh?
Yeah.
Probably. Because next thing I know, I want to be able to sampay from over 1,000 different wines. There's nothing like a weekend sampay. I'm telling you. All right. So you got that going for you. Good luck on that. Hopefully you win. Baseball wise, like I said, from an Astros perspective, we'll put a bow on that. But and Christian wants to get in here on JT Realmuto as well. I just think unless they make a trade for Realmuto, and I don't think you have to give up as much for Salvador Perez, but I think you have to solidify the catching position. We saw with Maldonado, there's a guy that's got a heck of an arm, can't hit, had some defensive issues in the playoffs when you least needed them or wanted to see them. Brian McCann's obviously been there, done that, and he's going to fade off into the sunset. I think they're done with Gattis as a DH, been a nice locker room guy, and you know, a spot comes up, some big, he's been a spot DH
sure.
with some pop. But I think that they need to solidify that, and I think those are the names that we threw out that I've been very, very high on. And if you give me Nelson Cruz and one of the two, either be Realmuto or Salvador Perez, I think great offseason, because I think starting rotation-wise, your top two are exactly who they were a year ago, and that's great because most teams don't have that. And then when you can choose from McHugh and Josh James, assuming you don't trade him, you got a Brad Peacock. Framber Valdez in spot situations was good. But here's the thing. Good pitchers were better than average to great when you have that offensive lineup putting runs on the board. They made Framber Valdez look like a top-line starting pitcher because even when he had control issues, they put up so many runs for him that it didn't matter. So
what a great name, too.
It's not exactly a peach when you first add him to the team and you got to try and remember that dude. And it's not Joe Smith. But at the same time, yeah, it's a catchy little name.
He's the all-time leader in every category by players named Framber.
Is that how you're saying it?
I don't know.
Because certain local media members call him Verlander when it's Verlander. So, and this other thing, Nick, and it's surfaced again, so I got to say it. If people just need to realize it's not catchy and it's not going to stick, DW4 is not the quarterback of the Houston Texans.
Okay? No, I don't think that's going to stick. It's not catchy enough.
No.
It's what I put on my door when it squeaks.
WD-40.
No, you're not going to gong that or dong that.
Dong.
Thank you. Good Lord. Yeah. So with that, Christian, you want to get in here on Realmuto. What's up, man?
Hey, guys, I'm really enjoying the show today. I enjoy all the Astros talk, but a name that y'all haven't brought up to maybe combine with Realmuto that I think would be a great fit because we're going to lose Marwin is Starlin Castro. And I think you could get Realmuto and Castro for an Alvarez, Bukakis, A.J. Reed, or Fisher. I think Josh James is too much to give up. We're gonna need that arm in the starting rotation next year. What do y'all think?
Starlin Castro's got a pretty big salary, and
yeah.
he was a Cub. He was a Yankee. The Yankees signed him. They got him on big money. I don't think that's. I already have read articles that said that Yuli is your new Marwin. If Marwin walks, because we've already seen Yuli play second, he's played third, he's played first. If you just get him in spring training to work in the outfield a little bit, I think
$16 million.
That's Starlin Castro, right? Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. So that's not gonna fly. So with that being said, I think Yuli is that guy for you. So you don't need Starlin Castro, but if you can get Realmuto,
sorry, 11 and then 16.
No, I'm good.
So you'd only be on the books for $27 million.
Yeah. No, I think you got it half right if you can get Realmuto, but I'm not. Like I said, Yuli's already being counted on to be the Marwin Swiss Army knife next year.
If they're grooming Yuli for the Swiss Army knife position, mm-hmm. and I literally have never heard this guy come up in trade discussions, but mm-hmm. is that lending credence to the blitz theory of Paul Goldschmidt?
I think he's on their radar, but again, because Arizona picked up the option for 14 on the final year of the deal.
That's a hefty price.
You
got to
make another trade, right? And Arizona knows they're going to lose him, and you're losing a guy that, yeah, he's not a spring chicken in terms of a young prospect coming up like Realmuto, but he's a bona fide stick. But you're going to have to re-sign him. So as a rental, maybe you get the price lowered a little bit, but now are you trading for him and for Realmuto or Salvador Perez and really kind of starting to exhaust your farm system again?
Isn't this so much more fun than talking about like, oh, well, this great prospect had a great year at Double A. Like, this is so much better.
Because the funny thing that we always laugh about is, remember when, you know, the hot names this offseason now are Josh James, you know, for one, and And of course, they're still probably they're going to rely on the fact that
Forrest Whitley
yep. and the stick that
Kyle
didn't hit
Tucker.
And Tucker. Mm-hmm. Those are your three guys. But a year ago, it was Derek Fisher. That was untouchable. It was Francis.
Oh yeah.
It was Martez.
That Frankie
was
Tuesday.
Their Martez was their guy that couldn't be touched from a pitching prospect standpoint.
Frankie Tuesday had TJ.
Yeah, he had a Tommy John surgery already. Derek Fisher's MIA on the back of a milk carton after he got some rare what?
Gastro
virus something, yeah. And then all of a sudden, yeah. Poof, he's gone. And they never to be heard from again.
They already replaced him with the straw kid as the speed guy,
right.
As the runner guy.
So that lends all the credence you need to AJ's theory of the fact that, no, I still wouldn't have traded Bregman for Sale, but believe me, prospects are just that. They're a crapshoot. And if you're trying to win now, you need more than a crapshoot.
I'm all for moving Forrest Whitley.
I kind of am too.
I'm all for it.
Because here's the thing. People are quick to say he should be in the rotation next year. Ooh. He's got no experience in the big leagues, let alone in the playoffs. And you're going to need him on the big stage at the biggest time of the year. I'm not. And Josh James proved he can do it, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Now, the winter meetings are less than a month away. So that's coming around the corner. But it's interesting. Nothing's happened really so far in free agency with baseball. But I'm sure it's about to start to gear up.
It'll pick up here pretty soon.
All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. It's been a lot of fun. It's a Way Back Wednesday on the Usual Suspects. Before we turn it over to the Blitz, Fred, AJ, John, they'll take you home till 7 o'clock right here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time, and there's good reason why. I get all my furniture from Gallery, and it's common logic, folks, because I saw the commercials when I first moved to town. I had to figure out if they were what they said they were. And that time and time again, when I go to Gallery Furniture, I am convinced just 150 times over that Gallery is the only place to shop for furniture in the Houston area, because everything that they say is everything that they're going to do. Their finance department's going to work on how you want to make payments and when you want to make them during the course of a month. If you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back order slips. You see it on the showroom floor and you want it in your house that night. You're not going to have to wait weeks or months while they try and get it in from North Carolina. If you see it, you can get it, and you will get it within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time. That is a fact. And the fact of the matter is, it's all solid wood, American-made furniture that's going to last a long time, from brands like Stickley with upholstered and leather furniture, with brands like Stearns and Foster and Tempur-Pedic in the bedroom. And for every room in your house, they have the furniture that you need, and it's going to be quality. You don't have to put it together. It doesn't come with instructions. It comes with a guarantee that it is going to be great furniture and look fantastic in your house. And the main thing that Mac always makes sure he stresses to people in his commercials is exactly what he's going to do for every customer at Gallery Furniture. When you walk into Gallery Furniture, you will find out firsthand, Gallery really will save you money.
America. ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
We've got white collar people trying to crap our stars, saying we're too nasty and we're too live.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It has been fun, and it's going to continue the rest of the week. It's Nick and myself. Barry's out doing some comedy, so Cody Stutz is in, as our Craig Kimbrell, coming in and giving us some relief.
Do
out
I
of the
have
pen.
To be Craig Kimbrell? Can I be like a cooler closer?
Well, let's see, Nick. Who would you say?
I don't want to be Aroldis Chapman. He did bad things to his wife.
Okay, we're not getting into all that. The show's almost over. That would have created phone calls and stuff that we don't have the time for.
What about the Mariners?
What
closer?
About your boy from Texas that is a starter that hit his first home run?
Huh?
The big dude.
Got no idea. Guy from Texas starter his first.
He's 40-some years old. He's played for everybody. God dang it! You're gonna make me look it up now.
I thought you were describing like Rod Beck to me or something.
Who's the big guy, Nick, that hit the home run? That's got the head the size
Bartolo
of a
Colon.
Yeah, you could be our fresh smelling Bartolo Colon. How about that?
I happily accept, as a fellow fat human being, I happily accept the Bartolo Colon designation.
But we have Uncle Buck. You can do I'm not going to call you Chippendale. I'm just not gonna. But you're Farley, so pick a car. I mean, you can pick a character there if you want.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
All right.
It's like Nick trying to figure out his fantasy baseball lineup and try and get a closer. It'll all work itself out in the end. And if last place is where you're at, then that's where you finish.
I'm not in last place. I'm not that bad.
Oh, not fantasy football. Fantasy baseball, Barry told me.
That's fair.
It went all painfully
wrong. That
was
a disaster. That's true.
Yeah, and I've warned you, never play that again.
I won't. Believe me.
And I appreciate you listening to me on that. So I got a lot of participation from people on the text line. We appreciate that in Twitter. And the Way Back Wednesday was fun. Lauren Pope says she's looking forward to seeing you, Cody Stutes, with us as we get down to Beaumont again on Friday at Luke's Ice House. So another friendly reminder again, we're going to be hitting Calder Road. It's going to be the Blitz and the Usual Suspects, one all the way until 7 o'clock Friday in Beaumont. So stop by and see us live and in person as we would love to see you and hang out with you guys. Did you see, by the way, yesterday was the 20-year anniversary of The Waterboy. It does not seem like it was that long ago. I see that Fanatics is actually selling Waterboy jerseys, Bobby Boucher jerseys, and the hats.
Those jerseys were out for a while, too. Like, I want to say a month.
I always remembered that they were orange, but I didn't remember, like, the name or anything about them. We were talking about it after the show yesterday, and I just didn't think that it was 20 years ago that that movie was made, but Sandler gets credit for that one. That was one of the good ones.
He nailed that. That's a great one.
Yeah. Because you look
Bobby
at
Boucher
it.
Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime of the Mud Bowl.
Would you like some high-quality H2O? I can do it a little bit. But he had some good ones and he had some bad ones. I think Stinkers All Time, and it's not like the Rotten Tomatoes, but they have an award for it. But he and Sylvester Stallone are the two guys that have the most awful movies, but also have some of the best. When you think about Rocky and you think about Big Daddy and Waterboy and Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
You know. Sandler, I mean, he's got a run that is just like, that's that section of Madison and Gilmore and Big Daddy. Like, I'll put that run up against anybody.
It's pretty good. But now, it's like we were talking, like I said, the guys that we were talking, that he just signed this massive deal with Netflix for this four movie and comedy special deal. Mm-hmm. And people are... The ratings that I heard from people were that it wasn't that good.
Yeah, I've been out on Sandler for a long time. Just hasn't hooked me back in.
I appreciate the fact that he puts all of his friends in all of his movies, Rob Schneider, oh, yeah, and David like Spade and all those guys. But
can I tell
family
Rob
members too?
Huh?
Family members too, I think he's putting in movies.
Yeah, and his wife's an actress. People don't realize that, but if you look her up on the internet, you'd recognize her in a lot of movies. Go ahead.
My girlfriend mistook, we were watching Modern Family the other night, my girlfriend mistook Billy Crystal for Rob Schneider the other night.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, I guess the hair a little bit.
I just looked at her, and I said, who? She goes, that's Rob Schneider. And I said, who? And like, Billy Crystal's like, not just an actor, like writer, director.
Unless
like
you're
all
an owl, the second who, the way you said it, has to lend her to believe that she has said something very wrong, right?
Oh, she didn't pick up on it. Mm. She said, yeah, Rob Schneider. And I go, you mean Billy Crystal? And she was like, oh, no. And I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can tell you this, too. Rob Schneider is one of those guys, because of his roles in all those movies, you think he's like this funny guy, nice guy, but when he does comedy, he would never be raunchy. Whoo, baby. Raunchy, dirty, and potty mouth all in one big show. And he's funny. Yeah, he's really good stand-up-wise. So happy birthday to the Water Boy as we wrap this one up. So we're going to put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. We appreciate y'all for listening. And like I said, Cody's going to be back. We'll take you through the rest of the week. So tomorrow will be another big show. Nick will be back as well. And then Friday, we're in Beaumont. So for Nick and Cody, I'm Joel Blank. You guys have yourself a great evening, everybody. And we will talk to you again tomorrow on The Usual Suspect.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.